Canton man arrested in a home near Canal Winchester 2 weeks ago has been indicted in Franklin County. 33-year-old Daryl Carter was arrested January 16th. A charge of abuse of a corpse was filed after U.S. Marshals found the body of 32-year-old Chara Medlock in the basement of the home. Carter was wanted by the Starr County Sheriff's Office for failure to appear on an assault charge. Medlock was reported missing to Canton police in mid-December. Her cause of death has not been released. Carter was the Canton woman's ex-boyfriend, said he found her body December 9th. He said he did not report the discovery because of his outstanding warrants and told marshals he did not think it would take that long to find him. An investigation of a gunfight at a bar in Canton leads to charges against a second suspect. 28-year-old Jay Hartman of Canton accused of shooting at 29-year-old Jashar Stinson of Warren inside the All Day Cafe on Maple Avenue Northeast early Saturday. Hartman was arrested Monday. He'd been wanted on warrants charging him with felonious assault, improperly discharging a firearm, and having weapons under disability. Stinson also charged with discharging a firearm. He allegedly shot a Canton woman in the leg. Neither man permitted to have guns due to prior felony convictions. Hartman scheduled for arraignment today in municipal court. Stinson remains at large. A Canton man who allegedly assaulted and seriously injured his live-in girlfriend is formally charged with the crime. 32-year-old Eric Branch was indicted by the grand jury on charges of attempted murder, kidnapping, and felonious assault. He's also charged with domestic violence and abduction. Branch scheduled for arraignment Friday in common pleas court. The alleged activity occurred between November 29th and December 1st. Branch accused of hitting the woman on the head with a wooden board. She required emergency surgery for bleeding on the brain. He was arrested December 11th, Branch being held in the county jail on $250,000 bond. Canton police will soon have a substation in the downtown area. Legislation establishing the facility was passed by council Monday. The substation will be located in the 300 block of Court Avenue Northwest. The city will pay about $151,000 for a five-year lease of the first floor of a building owned by A&J Urban Development. Mayor William Shearer defended the proposal, saying it would help police and community organizations address homeless loitering in Centennial Plaza, be a headquarters for officers providing security for events at the plaza, and serve as a command post for the department's walking and planned bike patrols. Former Canton Municipal Court Clerk Tom Harmon has died. He passed away Sunday at the age of 70. Harmon was elected clerk in 1983 and reelected four times before retiring in 2007. Following the resignation of Gail Jackson, the Democrat was appointed a Starr County Commissioner later that year. Harmon was elected to a full term in 2008, but resigned a year later due to health issues. He was elected to an at-large seat on Canton City Council in 2015. He did not seek a second term after a disorderly conduct conviction 2 years later. North Canton City Council has given second reading to a proposed increase of the city's income tax. Monday's action sets up a third and final reading next week. The proposal calls for a 0.5% increase of the current 1.5% tax. It would appear on the May 6th ballot. Tax hike would be effective January 1st and generate roughly $3.6 million per year. If the increase is approved, council members have said they would allow to expire or repeal the city's street, fire, and EMS levies. Charge has been filed against a man in connection with a Columbiana County death. 41-year-old Brandon Kessler of Wellsville is charged with obstructing justice in the shooting of a 30-year-old Robert Heron of Wellsville. His body was found behind a garage at a home on 10th Street September 9th. Kessler allegedly made false statements to police investigating the incident. 34-year-old Gino Wall of Steubenville pleaded not guilty last week in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court to aggravated murder and other charges. Man who led police on a chase in a vehicle stolen from Kent State University is sentenced. 44-year-old Alan DeLujos pleaded guilty to theft and failure to comply for stealing a utility terrain vehicle or side-by-side from the campus August 25th. Ravenna police reported he led a chase on streets, sidewalks, and lawns and the bike trail north of Route 59. DeLujos was stopped and arrested outside Ravenna High School. He was sentenced to 3 years probation and will remain in the Portage County Jail until space becomes available at an inpatient substance abuse and mental health facility. The Youngstown State University Board of Trustees has approved an up to $40 million bond issue for renovations of the Kilcawley Center. $43 million will be spent on the work to upgrade the 50-year-old building over a two-year period beginning in May. Changes include updates to lounges, event spaces, and the Chestnut Room. Also planned are expanded dining options, a black box theater for performances, and improved connection to the Andrews Student Recreation and Wellness Center. Vindicator reports President Bill Johnson said initial bids came in 21% higher than estimated. due to inflation and supply chain issues. I have the following funeral announcements. Services pending for 55-year-old Derek Lewis Romine of Alliance. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Scivolacci.